Hello everybody, my name is Connor. I'm the youth worker at Central, for those of you who don't know me. And I'm joined today by a very special guest and a dear friend of mine. She's a member of the church youth and she's a young leader and she got baptized on Easter Sunday. It's Louise. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Connor.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, very good. The sun is shining through the window. It's blue skies today, so we're feeling good. Louise, why don't you introduce yourself? We know your name, but your age, your favourite colour, maybe a fact about yourself.
I'm 16 years old. My favourite colour is yellow, and I'm really into music. I play piano, I sing a tiny bit of guitar, and I really like to write songs.
So good, so good. I feel like yellow is a happy colour as well.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So we've already mentioned that you got baptized on Easter Sunday, just Sunday gone. And it was such a fantastic day. I absolutely loved it. It was really happy and joyful. It was brilliant to celebrate that day together. Why don't you just tell us, we'll come on to hearing a bit about your story and why you decided to get baptized in a minute. But maybe just start at the start and tell us like a bit about your background and your family and what growing up was like for you.
Well, growing up, I grew up in a Christian household and my parents were always taking me to church on Sundays. In primary school, I had like two or three Christian friends, but not many. But I had lots of out-of-school friends that were Christians. Most of my friends and family around me were Christians. So very God-full childhood. Mm. I've been to quite a few different churches growing up, but two other ones besides Central also had quite a big youth team. So it was nice to grow up around lots of other people my age who also believed in God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. And do you have any siblings, Louise?
Yes, I have a younger brother. His name's Charles. I'm currently sharing a room with him, which isn't very fun. He doesn't sleep at night, which is not helpful at all. He stays up, which was great on the night of my baptism because I was like, I'm getting baptized tomorrow. I need sleep.
Oh, brilliant. I'm sure he'll be very, very happy to have a little shout out on this podcast. But that's great. That's really good to hear. I know you well, Louise, but I always love to hear a bit about your story. So that's great. And you said you've obviously grown up with Christians in your family and around you as friends and at youth groups and things, which is brilliant, first of all. That's really great. I wonder if you could just tell us maybe a moment where you felt it made sense for you, where God, you realized that God was or is who he says he is, and it kind of made sense in your head, or you met with God for the first time.
Well, going to transitioning from primary school into high school, I was the only one in my entire primary school actually going to the high school I was going to because I lived out of catchment, and I think I was really scared, and that first year was like kind of frightening to me because I didn't really know anyone. And I obviously knew people from out of school clubs that I went to, but most of the time I felt really alone and I'd kind of just like sit in my room about it all the time. I didn't really talk to anyone about it. And then I think I started talking to God about it just as I was going into S2. And I really felt that like the more I talked to him about it, the more I started to make more friends and also be comfortable with being alone sometimes as well.
That's brilliant. That's so cool. And did you feel a sense of peace in those moments too?
Yeah, definitely.
That's really great. I've never heard that before, so that's really nice to hear. I would describe you, and I know that many people who know you well would describe you as someone who is loving well and kind and strong and even bold in their faith. And so I'm sure as someone who's strong, you don't just become strong. You have to go through trials and you overcome things. So I wonder if you could tell us if there's any challenges that you've faced or ways that God has helped you overcome those challenges.
I think for me, challenges is definitely becoming that confident and like friendly person that's really talkative. I used to be really shy, I used to be scared to talk to people and like embrace who I am as a person. And I think definitely talking to my faith to people was something that was a key factor in helping me become more confident in who I am. I think I now talk a lot more to people I don't know. Back then before, I used to like shy away in a corner and not talk to anyone. But I think being that, having that idea that like in a room you could have everyone feel shy, you can just need that like one welcoming person who will just start up the conversation.
Brilliant, Louise. I'd love if you could just finish off maybe and tell us, so obviously you got baptized on Sunday. Firstly, maybe like very briefly, why did you decide to get baptized? And a second question is, maybe what is God teaching you now?
Well, I decided to get baptized because my entire life I've always believed that God was there. And I think it's probably because I grew up with such loads of people around me talking about God. But I think I really decided to get baptized because I felt in the past 2 years I'd really grown up and I've grown more mature and especially grown as an individual in my faith, and I'd really built that relationship with God, and that I felt ready and that I really wanted to just devote my life to Him.
That's just so great. I love that. That's amazing. Just a desire to follow God and to say yes to Him. It's brilliant, yeah. So what is God teaching you now? Maybe it's something through that, or maybe it's just something that you feel you've been learning.
I think patience. I'm a really energetic and fast-paced person, and I don't like to wait. And I think patience is definitely something He's trying to teach me, because baptism was an idea of mine for like around 6 months now. But I really just had to like wait until it was the right moment and I was fully ready for it. And just in general, I don't like to be patient. I like, you know, things to be done quickly, as quick as possible. But I think definitely just in my day-to-day life, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, why hasn't this happened yet? And then like 3 days later, I'm like, oh, I just need to wait and stuff like that.
Yeah, so great. Patience. I think that's something that we could all get more of and get better at. Thank you so much for being put on the spot and answering some questions so well. It's been brilliant to have you with us. I'd love to just pray for us as we finish our time together. Father God, thank you for Louise and for her story. God, thank you for the ways that you have so clearly and obviously been working and are working in her life and in the lives of those around her. God, we thank you for the encouragement that she is and the encouragement that she brings, for the love that she has for you and for that simple story of wanting to dedicate her life to you and saying yes to a life of following you. God, we ask that you would bless her and that you would encourage us and strengthen us to live for you and to just keep eyes open for how you're moving and working in our lives. Help us to be more like you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.